Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
So, as part of Countdown to Site Village 15, we'd like to introduce Paul Hopkins from All Formats. So, hi, Paul.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. And thanks for talking to me today.
So, do you want to kick off by telling us what All Formats is and how it came into being, really?
Okay. All Formats started its life as something called the Business Centre at Queen Alexandra College about 20-something years ago. I'm going to say 23, 4 years ago. At that time, it was fulfilling a need whereby students had to show evidence that they were doing real work, but it was like a stepping stone before they went out to get real work placement into the outside world. So this is when we had the National Vocational Qualifications, that kind of the old NVQs that people might remember. And so there was an office that was basically set aside to be like a work environment, and then it started to get real work because obviously it had to fulfill this evidence need for the students to get this real work-based evidence. And then it was just obvious to grow the business, and at that time it was doing mail shots. It's very, very just grunt work, really. It's you know, putting mail into bags and sorting it. And they had a little tiny like an embosser in the corner, and I turned up and said, "What are you doing with that embosser?" And they said, "Well, nothing really." And I said, "Well, I do Braille, so maybe we should do some Braille." And then I had skill in audio production as well, and large print. Well, sighted people can produce large print with the right guidelines. So we decided to go for the whole three, and then the name changed a few years later to All Formats, which is what we're talking about now in the current situation. So that's a very, very brief history of how we came about, really, and have had, you know, as I said, 20 odd years in Braille production for lots of national banks and building societies. There are still a few building societies, insurance companies, water companies, and so on and so forth.
Right, so you do a lot of external work as well, the college as well, I presume, as well.
Yeah, increasingly for the college for different reasons. But yeah, it's mostly external. But obviously, they tend to come to us when they want something done, like particularly quickly, or if it's a bit more complicated than, say, the average piece of text might be. So yeah, we do a lot with manipulating text that could be in PowerPoints, it could be in PDF, it could be anywhere really, but we'll tackle it. And so yeah, we do that obviously externally, but also help to take some of the internal pressure off as well.
So I suppose, really, is any job too big or too small? If do you work with individuals as well who may need a little bit of something, you know, transcribing or producing an alternative format?
Yeah, we would do. I mean, the only thing there is it would depend on what the work is. It would depend on whether the person wanted to pay for it or not, because we would have to charge for the work that we do. And that's primarily because we're supporting a charity ourselves. So, but we would always look to be favourable to an individual. And then obviously that's sort of offset as well by the fact that we have lots of big contracts with commercial clients. So yeah, basically we can go from right down to the small jobs that an individual might want doing. I mean, recently it's been things like, you know, producing a letter for somebody, right up to complicated service level agreements that are with multinationals, really, I suppose you could say. So yeah, the and everything in between.
So if people want to get in contact to use your services, how can they do that?
So we've got a website, which is www.allformats, that's allformats.org. And then we've got our email, which is allformats@qac.ac.uk. And our phone number is 0121 428 5018. So those are probably the main three ways in which people would contact us. The website is quite interesting because we've got audio samples up there of some of the work that we do, because audio really in recent times has been an interest in that for anyone really with a reading difficulty. So not necessarily people that are visually impaired, But our main route and our main central sort of thinking and activity is still around vision impairment, but it might also be around dyslexia and people with learning difficulties, as I said, would find it difficult to read the printed word.
Okay. And if people turn up at your stand at Site Village this year, what will they be expected to see, just to say?
I mean, really, it's hard for us to overly display what we do. Most of what we do is talking to people and making them aware of ourselves. But we've just had some nice new leaflets done, and we've had some CDs done as well. So the CDs have all the information about us in audio, and then the leaflets, obviously the standard print leaflets, but also braille and large print leaflets as well, as you would expect. It would be bad if we didn't produce those. So for the people, so I will almost certainly be on the stand this year some of the time, because we really want to make more and more people aware of what we're about and what we're doing. And we can't assume that just because QAC is there that then we're sort of there as an add-on. We really want to increasingly be there in our own right, if you will, so that we're sort of understood as part of Queen Anne's Central College, but also really more about the work we do. So that's kind of the way we're going to do it this year. So we will be more present, if you want to put it that way, this time, and more visible.
Thank you very much, Paul. I hope to see you there. I should be there at least one day. So I do look forward to speaking to you. And yeah, do look up All Formats. You know, if it's a service you require as a business or individuals, you know, do get in touch with the guys and hopefully they'll be able to help you.
We will. Thank you very much for talking today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Paul.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.